Earlier this week, Sharon Deverson Kell represented kidney cancer patients and families at the Big Cancer 52 Conversation in Manchester. This was the fifth Big Cancer 52 Conversation and the first one to be held outside London. The event brought together patient organisations representing rare and less common cancers with other charities, healthcare, government, and pharmaceutical industry sectors to collaborate and share best practices on healthcare inequalities. The day started with Ali Jones from Greater Manchester Cancer Alliance in conversation with the new Cancer 52 Chief Executive, Chris Walden. During the conversation, Ali shared approaches and lessons from the work of the Greater Manchester Cancer Alliance to address the prevention of cancer and improve screening, diagnosis, and treatment of rare and less common cancers. Greater Manchester Cancer Alliance is employing place-based approaches to tackle health inequalities across the cancer pathway. The conversation emphasized the importance of integrating health inequalities across all aspects of the work of Greater Manchester Cancer Alliance, supported by charity engagement for local expertise. Commissioning of healthcare services involves meaningful engagement and co-design to shape more responsive services. This includes commissioning beyond traditional health and social care boundaries, such as through voluntary, community and social enterprise, VCSE, grants and partnerships with industry. The session also underlined the importance of accurate, timely data alongside insights from communities to drive targeted interventions. There was a panel discussion involving Tamara Khan from Oracle Head and Neck Cancer UK and Alistair Richards from Northwest Cancer Research, alongside Dr. Oladejo Olalea from University Hospitals of Leicester NHS Trust. The discussion focused on collaborative approaches to reducing health inequalities for ethnic minorities, highlighting practical examples of partnerships in action. This session showcased examples of collaboration to tackle health inequalities within head and neck cancers and shared how Oracle and Northwest Cancer Research partnered to address head and neck cancers in the Northwest. Their joint efforts have generated new data and insights to inform commissioning, raise awareness, and reach underserved communities. A community-led project in Leicester using theatre to engage Black and minority ethnic communities was also highlighted. Key lessons included the importance of listening, creating ownership, and building trust. Cancer 52 member charities shared the importance of integrating the voices and experiences of people affected by rare and less common cancers into service design and policy to create more inclusive and effective outcomes, with insights from members Giselle Madurai from Myeloma UK and Dr. Stuart Manning, a retired GP from Yorkshire Cancer Community. This session highlighted the role of lived experience in shaping inclusive cancer services. The session highlighted the work that Myeloma UK is doing in partnership with the Race Equality Foundation, emphasizing the power of co-production in improving awareness and outcomes among underrepresented communities, with people affected by cancer involved at every stage. Stuart Manning spoke about Yorkshire Cancer Community's educational program, Cancer Smart, and their approach to delivering the Hull and West Yorkshire Cancer Alliance's patient panel. Both examples demonstrated how embedding lived experience in service design and policy leads to relevant, equitable, and impactful approaches to supporting people with rare and less common cancers. The day concluded with a presentation from Hannah Sturzacker from 10GM that highlighted the role of community organizations in tackling cancer inequalities through grassroots initiatives in Greater Manchester. Though many members of the 10GM network are not cancer-specific, these organizations hold insight into the barriers faced by marginalized communities. The discussions outlined how 10GM supports Greater Manchester Cancer Alliance by channeling community intelligence into system-level decision-making. 10GM provides leadership, champions charity involvement in the cancer system, and ensures community voices inform commissioning and service design. Hannah also introduced the Cancer and Inequalities Network, designed to connect, support, and amplify VCSE contributions to tackling cancer inequalities.